Ever since I was first able to read, I've loved comic books. I just think it's a brilliant way of telling a story. I've read literally thousands of them. But at the same time, I discovered I was quite good at drawing. When I was about 8 years old, I started copying some of the pictures in comics, and even my parents were surprised by how good my copies were. It wasn't long before I started making up my own stories. All of my friends were also really into comics, but none of them tried coming up with their own stories. But they quite liked reading mine, so I'd share the comics I wrote with them. This was helpful because it gave me a good idea of what worked and what didn't. I studied design at university and then got a job as a graphic designer. But all the time I was writing and drawing my own comics. Comics for adults and children. I've just signed a contract with a major comics publisher in the USA, and I can now give up my job as a graphic designer. I think my career in comics is beginning to take off. Well, I hope to do really well. 10,000 hours? You bet. I've probably spent more time than that, but I loved every minute of it.
I'm a chemist, and I've been lucky enough to get a research position at a university. I love chemistry because it's all about the things that make up the world we live in. I find it fascinating. It's funny, whenever I say that I'm a chemist, one of the first things people mention is the table of elements. You know, all the symbols for all the different metals and gases. They can never figure out all those symbols. Well, I have this system where the letter or letters remind me of the name of a person, and that reminds me of a face, and something about the way he or she looks reminds me of the element. One colleague pointed out that this wasn't a very scientific way of remembering these elements. In fact, some scientists look down on this kind of thing, but it works for me. I find all these ways of making your memory stronger really interesting, and I think making associations to help you remember is really useful. I have to remember so much information in my research work, so I want to look into these techniques in more depth.
I'm a musician. I play saxophone in a band. We're just about to go on a tour, so we're practicing full time to get ready. We've got so much to do before the tour, so much that it's getting us all down a bit. Apart from needing to practice playing together, we've got to write some new songs and learn some others. I read about this idea of learning different things at different times of the day, so we decided to try it out and see if it'd help. So now we focus on writing new material in the morning. And we also use that time to learn the words and music of some classic songs we want to play, actually studying the notes and remembering the words of songs. After lunch, we play together, you know, do the physical learning. And I have to say, it's working pretty well. We're putting in a lot of work and we feel we're using the time well. The songs are getting easier to remember and I think our playing in the afternoon is tighter. We're producing a better sound. The only problem is that some days we get a bit carried away in the afternoon and keep playing into the evening, which means we stay up late and aren't so good in the morning.